Pickaxe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
It's nice. Peaceful.
It's very nice.
That reminds me of those
calming.
Those caves, those crystal caves in Minecraft Vault Hunters.
Nice.
The crystal caves.
Welcome to the Hatchet podcast with your three hosts, the same every time.
Same guys. We haven't changed.
Same ones.
We don't have a guest this week. It's just us. Sorry.
If you want to know what our names are, maybe look at another episode.
Yeah.
How about that?
Just double our views.
Just double our views.
We just doubled it like that.
That's marketing.
There's going to be way more great marketing tips this podcast. If you're looking for a way to break into the podcasting world, just do it.
You're like, in the right place.
Yeah, just you can do it. It's free. I can't guarantee listeners, though.
Everyone's got a podcast nowadays.
Everyone has, yeah. Do you think we should change our style? Or do you think we're fine with hypotheticals?
We should probably change it.
We've talked about dog shit a lot. We could just literally just talk about that. That could be the topic.
That could be our focus.
So it's just like,
red bin?
Shit.
Red bin. Totally red binned.
Red binned, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's like being red pilled.
Yeah, but it's just all about the dog shit bin.
And about how you can find a lot of, like,
you don't find many red bins. Oh, in the woods and stuff, sure.
Where do you sling yours? In the river?
Oh, and I just toss them, like, openly into traffic, over hedges. It's like, I won't seal the bag either. I want to make sure that comes out.
That's the upside of owning a dog.
My bags. Yeah.
You colander your bags?
Yeah, so you push them through, holes. Like,
oh, wow.
I've got a hot tip, and listener, get ready to write this one down. If you go to, like, B&Q and, like, all the home improvement stores, mm-hmm. just after fireworks night, you can buy cheap fireworks, and I stuff dog shit in the end of fireworks.
Amazing.
And then as they go up into the air in my neighborhood,
and everyone looks up,
and it goes everywhere. Shit in a firework.
Wait,
is a classic.
Is it
prank.
Raining? I'm not sure if it's raining. I thought it was a clear night.
Yeah.
But no, there's dog shit in my eyes, and I have an infection.
Hit like the first 2 minute mark, and already you've got some fantastic tips.
There you go.
That you can walk away with today.
How
and
to deal.
Set up your own podcast and fireworks.
I do think a refreshed format would be a good idea, though. I think that sometimes. I'm like, we've been doing this for ages now. Wow.
128
episodes.
I know we're really funny, but
what better way to?
But like,
mix
I do
up.
Feel like we may have got a lot of the funny out of the hypothetical format. You know,
Hypotheticals. We could make them more just would you rathers, and then really go down the rabbit hole. We did some of those in our recent recording.
Those get really gross, though, because we just compete
I think the would you rather, what was the one I said yesterday? Would you rather...
No, don't bring it up again.
Why not?
Because it was like so really crass, like just like...
Oh, it was, yeah, would you like... Would mother? You rather fuck your own mum once, yeah. or your parents have to watch you have sex every time you have sex?
Yeah, I'd take the latter. What?
So you're letting them watch you? You would.
Yeah.
But you can get rid of that. You can stop that from...
Was it every time, though?
Every single time.
No, I don't think I could deal with the trauma of
them watching
it once.
Yeah, I mean, neither.
What? And they can always close their eyes.
I mean, true. Like,
but are they in the room, like, sat? I don't really know the parameters of how they're watching.
What
if it's a CCTV camera? I wouldn't mind.
I feel like after a while they'd be so...
Would you mind as much? I think I wouldn't mind as much.
They can, like, blink loads to reduce...
I would tell them to look away. I mean...
It's like stop motion.
If there's, in this scenario, there's no agency from them whatsoever. They are watching you. Regardless, out of choice, I guess. Anyway.
I feel like Sigmund Freud having like a whole theory about like
fucking your own mother.
Kind of says Oedipus. Something about the psychological impact of doing something like that would have, and I think I'd rather avoid that and just deal with a little
Midwest
bit.
Midwest in America.
What do you mean?
What?
What do you mean? Midwest in America.
What was the target then?
He doesn't know. He just said something. And no. Know, does, what do you
He's
mean?
Got, yeah. A lot of incest.
This is true. You don't have to have sex in the snow.
It's deep south. Not,
what if it's just every time you wank?
The south, not
is that what? Yeah. That's not. Is that as bad?
Huh?
Every time you wank, rather than having sex.
What about it?
Your mum's in the room.
Yeah, that's a lot less weird.
That's
of the three options, I'd take that one.
I don't know if it is less weird. It's still bad. There you are, just rosy red face, like punching your
change
dick.
Change the person to like anyone else, and it's still weird because it's like you've just always got this presence there, haven't you? Like, I think that's the problem. It's not that necessarily.
I feel like that's something
it's
you
your mum that's
you could
the problem
get used
here.
To, though. You know,
you could be like, "All right, I'm about to knock on it. I know why you're here."
You'd have a really
oh, you've turned
like,
up, have you? God, you know my, you've read my mind. I'm about to have a wink.
Also, what about like the
schedules,
logistics?
The logistics of it.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's like, oh God, you're on holiday this week. This means. Yeah, you're going to have to come back a bit early because we're planning on having sex next week and we're going to need you in the room.
This is the thing. This is why it's... Look, if we start picking holes in it, we're realising that it's completely impossible. It's implausible. You can't just... No one's schedule lines up like that.
And also, you'd
be like,
well,
they're in a different country. I'm going to fucking start banging one out now. And it's like, you're fine then. Or are you? Maybe there's a camera in the room. You don't know, but that's better than them being in the room.
I don't feel like you're going to reason your way out of this... Quickly,
is there a
fine? I'm fucking your mum.
I'm trying to
does
read.
That help? Does that work?
No.
I'm trying to read between the lines here.
Fuck.
You want to shift up the format of Hat Chat, and then you bring up banging parents.
Would you rather bang? No, no.
Sounds like you've got a lot to get off your chest.
I'm just saying.
And there's a podcast for it.
Well, which one's this one?
The one that we're going to shift into.
Oh, right, okay.
Red bin.
Red bin.
Or how about? Now, this is a wild new format.
Yeah.
We take unsolved cases and we try and solve them as non-experts.
But that's
or
probably being done.
Or create a story that makes sense. Alternative story that has no
everywhere.
Bearing on the facts.
Just, like, completely remove any kind of, fascination from, a Netflix documentary.
Okay.
Just dull it down to, actually, the reality is they probably
another
just
disappeared
slip.
In the river recently. Bog snorkeling.
Bog snorkeling. They were obviously looking for pennies on the bed.
Clearly, they were an ancient coin collector.
They popped their phone down, left their dog, and said, look, I see a penny, and went in.
He was having an illicit relationship with a river pole.
Yeah. Now, did they actually solve that?
What?
The recent thing, the Nicola Bully thing.
No.
They didn't solve it, as in, like, why...
Well, it's not been solved. I mean, it's not...
Should we do a conspiracy theory podcast? Those seem to be popular.
Let's just copy what all of the chants do.
Which, what? Okay.
You know, like the classic podcast chant, where you're like, oh, I'm imagining a podcast in my head. For me, originally, I would imagine quite bookish people, like having a chat, having a coffee. But then the reality is the vast amount of social media posts I see about podcasts are usually like a very similar groups of people, one of which is bizarrely common, is the Chadcaster. You know, like the guys that are like, I do hot and cold plunges all the time. I only eat organ meat. Those guys. I don't know about Joe Biden, man. He's too old. Is that he is too old? Yes.
Where
the alternative was an absolute nutcase. The social media that I interact with. You know, I'm talking about the fact that like Joe Rogan podcast is like still the biggest podcast in the world.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by a Chadcaster. These guys that like you wouldn't necessarily imagine if somebody pitched the idea of a podcast at you, you would really imagine doing it. You know, like sitting down and recording their conversations.
There was probably a time where Joe Rogan sounded like someone that genuinely wanted to improve his knowledge on things. And
is that
like
what his podcast
was
about?
He
does talk to a lot of,
he had a lot of interesting guests back in the day, and he's just become more and more of a massive bigot and like rightist. I don't know what he is, but very misinformed, very sure of himself.
But that's podcaster. That's what comes with success. That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem with like most billionaires as well is that like at that point you're just like, well, why the fuck why would I listen to anyone else? You know, why wouldn't I just say my will or my way of thinking and just go fuck you if you don't think it, because I have all the power, because I have lots of money, you know? Like,
well, these are great ideas that we should bring up to our board members.
Yeah. Oh, true. Yeah, we should.
For mixing up the Hatchet podcast. If you don't know, and you're a Patreon supporter, we actually do what's called a board members meeting.
Yeah.
Where we kind of talk about all the content that we're planning on doing or thinking about doing, and we take on board your ideas. The most recent one, in fact, was our Pancake Day video.
Yeah.
Which, again, we had a back and forth with our board members, which is you guys, because you have an active financial investment in us. And that was the most voted on idea.
I was surprised at how it came out. When I saw those little toys on the floor, my heart sank a little bit. No, I just wasn't sure how we were going to film that to make that look funny, but it worked. It was actually good. It was good.
I think there's a couple of those key, like, psychic hooks, those mental hooks in there. Like, A, people just love little remote control toys, you know. It's just something.
It's childhood fascination,
exactly.
You're also, like, logistics as well. There's something. Yeah.
Totally
logistics.
Moving stuff around, doing something. When you have a toy as a kid, you tend to want to, like, you know, dig in a sandpit with it, or, like, I don't know about you, but, like, we used to go to the beach and used to think, like, man, we dig these big holes at the beach, you know, like digging. And I'm like,
find a body.
Imagine what I could do with, like, an excavator. Yeah. You know, like, I don't know.
Have you ever buried yourself down, like, up to your neck?
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Standing or laying down?
All sorts.
Standing.
It's a deep hole. But you get to a point where it's just wet, so wet that it's like, I'm not getting through this.
Yeah. I watched a few of those 999 episodes.
Oh, classic.
Where, like, kids had dug, like, tunnels in the beach and then they'd collapsed on them. Like, I saw those early.
But the tide started coming in.
My nan didn't control much of what I watched on Sky Television. And alongside a fascination with sci-fi that bred from watching things like Voyager and Stargate.
Farscape.
I also bred an acute fear of ghosts from, like, those ghost shows, you know? Yeah. Like those.
The paranormal,
like,
whatever it was.
What was it called?
Strange but True.
Strange but True. Yes, that's it.
That was my other podcast idea. Unsolved Ghost Mysteries.
Yeah. Unsolved Ghost Mysteries.
I think there are not many of them out there, and I think we could fill that niche.
Yeah.
There's so many
ghost. I would struggle because I just don't. Ghost hunters.
Yeah. Do you have to believe to talk about
what
that?
What about
shit?
Is three skeptics?
Skeptics
tackle every ghost conspiracy.
Nobody
wants to listen to someone shitting on that. Because, like, everyone, yeah. You'd be preaching to. You'd be
you need someone that's scared. Yeah. You need a Craig in your scenario for it to work.
Yeah.
No, ghosts.
We'll do actual ghost hotels and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, in real life videos.
Or we could, just try and trap pedophiles. That's the other one.
Hunt them down.
Vigilantes.
Or just vigilante pedophile hunters.
Just do it.
Who's going to be the podcast? The chat room,
that's what I mean. On the podcast, maybe you're chatting on the podcast to these perverts.
Oh, and you're luring them in.
Hey,
that's a terrible idea.
That's a really bad idea.
Oh my god, obviously.
I'm kind of joking, but, like, because it's like, it's a thing, right?
There's a fascination
these
of, like,
pedophile hunters.
What they're going to say. Well, yeah, because they haven't technically done anything yet, but they have said that they were going to do some fucking.
Would it be
rough
to
shit?
Call ourselves pedo predators?
I don't know.
Because then we're a predator.
It'd be funny to brand it badly. Yeah. Absolutely.
But there is already a hunter out there. He makes videos on it all the time. And then they're like, everyone's like criticizing him because obviously, like, it kind of messes up with the evidence. But then anyone who does get, like, time, it's like a couple of weeks or something.
You know what's better than the law? Three guys that don't know the law.
Yeah.
Because it's weird because obviously, like, shit, like.
Predator predators. Hey, we're from Predator and Predators.
We prey on predators. okay.
It's an idea.
It's a weird, strange idea. I mean, it's dark.
I don't like confrontation, though, so I don't really want to talk to...
Yeah, these guys are pussies. Like, have you seen any of these videos? Honestly, they melt the moment you mention it. Like, the camera's on them. Oh, no. There's a one where it was a guy... Have you seen... shit. What's the film? Sin City.
What if you come up against one that isn't a pussy? Are you like, I'm out?
Take a knife.
Yeah.
Just in case.
This guy comes out and says, I spent 18 years in prison. I'm 6'9". I'm huge. And I like kids. So, oh, God.
Fuck.
You're
Jesus
a monster.
Christ.
This is our biggest fear.
Like, sometimes my friends in the police force tell me stories about how it takes like five of them to take a guy down, because not
I think
only,
general, yeah, like when not, you've seen any of these things, it is yeah. like it's yeah, if they fight back and they're big, like what the fuck?
You've got like huge, you've got regular people, right? Policemen,
UK police as well look like worried all the time. And it's like like especially if there's like a group of youths yeah. so to speak,
because you would be like, well, what the fuck's gonna happen to me yeah. here? You know, it's not like they get some sort of hero's payoff. They don't, like, no. you know,
that's a big one to catch. I'm gonna get a pay, like fishing.
It's just like back up, I need backup now.
Oh, sorry, mate. There's only three officers in the entire county right now because yeah. there's no fucking money. Oh, cool. Yeah. I'll just try and hit him with my car before I get.
That would be an interesting concept if you could. Yeah. You get more pay for bringing down bigger people.
Yeah. Well, that's well, yeah.
It's the old sheriff style. It's the old bounty hunter.
It's all they do in America. Yeah. They get raises when they start. Like, is it quota based?
I don't know.
I know. Obviously, their prison system's fucked in terms of that is quota based. Yeah. They're trying to fill prisons because it's private.
Everyone's prison systems are fucked. Yeah, I mean, yeah, there is that whole like commercialization of prisons going yeah. on in the US, but like, you know, I don't think ours are any better.
But we can always say things.
Denmark looks nice. They're Norway. Norway's prison systems. Go on holiday
just
there.
If I was fields. To go to prison, I would go to a Scandinavian you don't get prison.
Things are getting so bad in the UK.
You don't get a choice. You mean do a crime?
I would have to do a crime there.
I'd do a crime yeah. there.
Sometimes it's a good idea, right? Energy bills are going up. Like UK living standards are going down. It's like it will be like going on holiday to go to prison in Scandinavia at this point.
In some, oh yeah,
I wouldn't want to get arrested in Japan.
Oh, what do they do in
because
Japan?
You just get detained.
Yeah,
like they are really strict on a lot of rules and regulations.
What do they do here? They just let you go out for a bit.
Yeah, but like there's really strict like rules and laws and stuff.
Oh, you mean there's a high risk of being arrested in Japan?
And if you were arrested, yeah. you're just going to go to jail.
Yeah.
Like, the court case is probably going to not go in your favor.
Really?
And you're going to stay there for, and do some time.
Yeah.
over something quite trivial in your...
What would you do? What crime would you commit?
Pissing the street or something.
Street pissing.
Street pissing. Street jaywalker. Pissing. What'd you get for that?
Steal a bike.
Slap on the wrist.
I don't know if jaywalking... I don't know.
Jaywalking. No. Do we have that here? Is that a
no.
thing?
No. Not really.
Can we just walk into the roads openly and that's fine? I mean, it's risky.
It is.
I wouldn't do it.
No, I don't think it's as criminal as it used to be. Anyway, let's move on to our actual voted yes, on.
No, but you seem to know a lot about what's going on in Japan. Have you thought about doing crime in Japan or something?
No, I've just watched a lot of like, what's his name? Chris Abroad. Yeah, Chris Broad.
Is that you?
Chris Abroad. It's me, Chris, but abroad.
Abroad.
Charlie watches channels that have
abroad Chris.
A guy called Chris doing something. Chris does crafting. Oh, so I can watch
let's
this
see
one.
What's yeah. in the Chris meta today.
What am I Chris
How
is
many
up
Chris's?
To? Yo, shout out to all those Chris's out there.
He's a good content creator, probably because of the first name. And it's very interesting, insightful. Because like Japan always interests me.
Yeah, totally.
As a culture and a place to like visit. Apparently not very good to like try and live.
Really?
As a Westerner, like really hard to get
to crack
integrated into the work. Like you're just always considered as a foreigner that's not going to be here for very long.
Right.
And like social circles and cliques and stuff is hard to get
involved. I can see that.
I'm generalizing, but...
I can totally see that. I've watched a little bit of it as well. And like you say, it's all secondhand, like because I've only watched stuff and never been there either. But I can see that from like the culture.
It's hard to get all your information just from Chris's in Japan.
That must be difficult.
How many Chris's are in Japan at any given time? You don't, I mean, there can't be many. A handful? Yeah.
But I'd like
a handful of Chris's. That's the podcast name. The podcast, the new podcast.
This week, we've derived all of the information about the outside world, but just using guys called Chris.
Each episode is a new Chris.
Yeah.
And it's just like, we're following this Chris today. What's he up to in Japan?
God.
That's another novel podcast for you.
80 episodes in and we're like really scraping the barrel for Chris's.
Yeah. Ooh.
We follow Chris.
We're following Chris Martin of Coldplay.
Oh, no.
Ah, what's he up to?
Oh.
We've just got criminals or washed up celebrities left.
Washed up? Do you think he's still washed up?
No, I wasn't saying specifically.
What's the worst Chris you can think of? Chris Benoit.
Chris Benoit was a pretty big...
Hard to get in an interview.
Fuck. Worst Chris you can think
of trying
right
to think
now.
Of what's worse than Chris Benoit. Chris.
Equally, think of the
dude
worst
killed his entire
Ross
fucking
worst
family.
Alex.
Oh,
there's probably a Russian Alexander that probably did some awful, awful shit.
There's so many Alexes.
Alexander Kalashnikov.
I don't know many Rosses.
Who is the worst?
Ross. What's the worst Ross?
Kemp.
Ross.
Oh, come on. Jeez, I don't know many Ross.
That's really, that's a struggle.
So I know Ross, the guy, Jonathan Ross.
Jonathan
does it.
Sure.
Huh?
She's a presenter.
What are the worst Rosses out there, guys? Think of
anyone. No one's
Ross Kemp from Friends.
Ross Kemp.
Literally have two Rosses. Ross from Ross Friends Kemp. And Ross Kemp.
Ross, yeah. Somebody said Ross is pretty bad right now.
Ross,
if you change the U, you're only one letter away.
Ross, yeah.
Guess is Ross quite a unique
Let's get
name?
To the goddamn hypothetical.
How have we never done a strategy game in the past where you haven't named something Ross yet? That, oh man, we've missed an opportunity there. Like the Civ games we played in the past, all like those kind of 4X games.
It's not.
It's genius.
It's not that good.
It's absolute, pure, unadulterated.
It's really not. Just,
it feels like a stretch, even though it's one vowel different.
I can't turn any of my country names into Alex.
I feel like this is like,
well,
there's no X's.
A really obvious one.
Name,
there's no X's in name first names.
Someone's first name with an X in it.
Yeah.
Alex.
Australia is pretty good.
Not even Australia?
No, that's good. And Ross Peru.
Rostria? Like Austria?
Yeah. No, again, these are just bad puns. Yep. Anyway, let's go with the first.
Alexico. Like Mexico. Nice. Anyway, yeah, hypothetical.
Okay, let's do this.
And
first
voted on by our patrons. Thank you, patrons.
Thank you.
I actually gave them a day early.
That's good.
For the hypotheticals.
Aren't you generous?
Nice one.
More votes.
That's fantastic. That's
so
good.
This one is the most voted on, and I'm very disappointed that the one I really like is the least voted on.
Oh, right. Okay.
But well, I'm going to mention it anyway. It's very tiny.
Okay.
That's fine.
Because I'm biased.
Okay. If kids' shows were now rated TVMA, what is that
mature.
In the UK? Just PG?
Just like 18.
And MA is an 18.
Or 15 then, 15.
Okay, I don't know.
Like after 9 o'clock, Watershed.
Right, okay.
No longer kids' stuff, adult stuff.
So if kids' shows were now rated TVMA, what would change? How popular would they end up being? Childhood shows are now adapted / reimagined to meet the maturity level of those who watched them when they were kids. What would change mostly about them? What would they end up delving into? Would they be hit or miss? Would you watch them? What would your expectations be? Well, first of all, what shows? Like,
I
reckon Stacey Dooley would be having a serious sit down with Ash Ketchum about why he's imprisoning all these animals.
Oh,
and why he doesn't age.
Yeah. So, Ash, you're still 13, and you've been keeping all of these animals in tiny balls?
I wouldn't mind a dark version of Pokemon where it's just like,
sorry mate, there's a Pokemon right there trying to get your attention.
Well, wait, did you watch Detective? I never watched what? Detective Pikachu. Was it good?
Yeah, it's right.
Yeah,
was it
quite
dark
funny.
In any way?
No, not really.
Was it still PG?
It's still quite like,
it's still very kiddie
jovial
still.
Yeah. Yeah, Pokemon's not a bad thing to capture
to
in a ball.
Shows.
I would like an
Rosie
adult
and
version.
Jim, but they're cursed and they're like kind of
trapped in their bodies.
But they're fuck dolls. No?
Rosie, yeah, but like, we're halfway through a big session. Rosie, they reach Jim. Over and hold each other's hands. It's okay, Jim.
It's okay, Jim.
I'm always here.
He's back.
Somebody is railing Jim.
Rosie and Jim is...
Whatever the fuck, they're just fucking dolls. They're just rag dolls. Don't look at me.
Come on, man. You know why they call him a
rag doll, man.
You
spent too much time on this longboat, man.
I feel like we're of an age now. We have to provide context to our children's shows.
Rosie and Jim
Rosie and Jim
puppets.
Was two puppets.
They may have been brother and sister. They may have been lovers.
On
they were
quaint
brothers
little
and
boat.
Sisters. Were they?
They were brother and sister?
Well, I don't think they ever... Did they expand on their relationship? They weren't fucking.
They were on a boat,
they were never fucking.
What's that kind of boat called?
The old rag doll.
There was a...
What's the song? It's a canal boat.
Canal boat,
canal boat.
Yeah.
There's a barge.
It's like Shitty Toy Story.
I said long boat. That's not right.
Shitty Toy Story.
Well, yeah,
see, Toy
of.
Story could be quite good as a like a dark.
The concept of like.
Well, they tried to do that
reality.
In the new Buzz Lightyear film, didn't they?
Oh,
where
really?
They made
Did
it
they?
Like
I
real.
Didn't watch it.
Well, they made it not about toys. They made it like an actual place.
Well, it's because it's based on like the franchise Buzz Lightyear was based on a real person, right?
Yeah, or
and
it was based on a TV
that.
Show or something like
right.
that. Yeah,
I've not seen it.
I've not seen it either.
No, I didn't bother watching it.
Okay, so
cool.
This,
which makes that really hard question. To assess.
A lot of what I watched as a kid, stuff like Power Rangers.
Oh, imagine
like
an adult Power Rangers. That would be cool.
But like, it kind of is. They fight. They transform. Shit explodes. Like, how would you change it? Have more personal.
You would just
drama?
Have less of. The, I mean, I don't know.
Holy shit! Tommy's got a drug addiction.
The cringe and that weird fucking like weird helmet person.
Yeah.
Who's like what the helper of Zordon or whatever his name is.
Brian Cranston.
No. Brian Cranston was the head, right?
Oh.
Zordon.
Zordon.
No,
all the hammy shit
that
would
things
go.
Needs to, that needs to go.
That
or it needs to change to be like something a bit more sinister.
Somebody's hid an explosive inside that thing's head and they blow it up and that kills Zordon.
Yeah, you could have some real mature like storylines.
Yeah, terrorists.
Like that.
Moon terrorists have blown up Zordon. He's escaped. Now they're having to run around with like a vacuum cleaner to try and like... suck him out of the air again because he's all like in gaseous form. Please, Rangers, I need a wank. Somebody, you know, it's all about getting Zordon off. He's just been there.
I'm just ahead and I need sexual gratification.
Come on.
You've got 30 minutes to get it done.
Oh my God.
Kids, other kids' shows that don't involve fighting.
Teletubbies.
How would you make Teletubbies more
dystopic
adult?
Alternate reality?
What did they do
they
anyway?
Live in bunkers.
Wait, what was an episode of Teletubbies? What was the scenario? Did they just hang around in a field?
Yeah, they like go dancing, and then the little vacuum thing kept sucking up their pancakes.
Fuck my pancakes! I wasn't done.
So I think they could be like a.
I'm trying to think of what happened in those.
Maybe the
episodes.
Whole series is them figuring out that they're in a set like Truman Show,
yeah,
and then these captured aliens.
I just think they should be killers, yeah. They should be, like, feasting on, like, children or something. Or like that's why there's a baby in the sun or something.
Have you seen some of the, like, artwork out there of, like, fucked up Teletubbies? Like, real, like, Lovecraftian-style Teletubbies. It's really cool.
I've seen GIFs of them fucking.
Love what?
Using Teletubbies? Using the things on the top of their heads as various shaped sex toys.
Well, is it Dipsy with the long penis phallic shapes?
Tell you what, they were dipping something. Dip!
What about Hey Arthur, but he's, like, a crack dealer?
What, like,
he doesn't have to be.
And that's what they say. That's
his
drugs line.
He's the bad kid at school.
You have to say, hey, Arthur.
Hey, DW. Want some drugs?
He's the bad kid at school. I mean, yeah, he deals drugs. It's a bit like
I found Hey Arthur to be quite dystopian. Not dystopian. Just surreal.
Garbage.
Just, yeah.
It wasn't very good. For such a like highly produced show, you know, it's an American import, I'm guessing.
Oi, what's the best game where you get to eat pie? What's the best game where you play a dead guy?
You'll find out on DG247's podcast.
Looks boring.
What are you on about?
It looks great. All of their games, they look boring.
It doesn't look boring. It looks like you're an assassin on the Isle of Man.
But it doesn't have the kind of wow.
The steampunk quail-based economy is incredible.
Yeah, it's boring.
VG247's Best Games Ever podcast is ostensibly a show about figuring out what the best game in a weirdly specific category is, but it's actually just about petty arguments. You should listen to it. It's good.
Is that it? That's the whole promo?
Yeah, I was just doing
it. And that's supposed to make people subscribe, is it?
Yes.
Okay, good luck with that.
You can find us wherever you get your podcasts.
It was not very interesting, was it? It was just like
I don't remember any episodes.
Because I mean, well, I remember Recess. Watching it. Recess was good, wasn't it? Yeah. Remember Recess?
I did like Recess.
That was a Nickelodeon show about kids at school, and it was actually all right.
Yeah.
Hey Arnold was even all right.
Hey Arnold. Yeah.
Although that had Football some really weird.
I reckon, there was a sinister element to Hey Arnold.
Yeah.
I feel.
Yeah.
Maybe it was in the animation style. I don't know.
It's like an urban school.
What if it's
like
real?
Real monsters.
But Hey Arnold has to deal with his actual shaped head like that. Everyone else is normal.
So it's real. Yeah. It's a real life.
He's got a head that's that shaped.
So the story is about his misshapen head.
And he's got to like go to the doctors because he's got like serious neck injuries. So it's just like that. And he has to be like held up.
But is there
head.
A story? But there's a story behind it. It's not just like tragedy, an ableist really. Story. It's of just tragedy. He's got a big head. Let's laugh at him.
He's only got a few years left.
It's him dealing with like bullying. Right.
It's tumors. It's all inoperable.
So it's
tumors.
Like Elephant Man, but at school. Yeah. Like a teen Elephant Man.
Teen Elephant Man, but Hey Arnold. Yeah.
And then he ends up killing Angelica. Is it Angelica? No, who's the one that used to bully him?
With
fancy
I think I'm thinking of Rugrats. Yeah. Rugrats again could be.
There is one with
they're grown up maybe.
Pigtails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of Ursula.
Ursula, that rings a bell.
Something along those lines. Helga, that was it.
Helga.
So Helga, he actually kills Helga.
He's a monobrow, right?
Arnold becomes like an incel.
So it's an incel story.
He kills Helga because she bullies him all the time.
I got the impression that Arnold wasn't bothered.
No, because Helga actually fancies him, right? That's the
thing.
Well,
what's the grandpa doing?
Whatever the fuck he wants.
Because he was quite a big part in it, wasn't he?
Yeah, did he live with his grandpa? God, it's so long ago.
I can't remember. Yeah, I'm pulling back memories. I can't
really
remember
like the Real Monsters one. That one would be again.
Where he's holding his eyes.
Yeah,
that's pretty creepy.
Really cool. Really
if that
good
was
show.
Done, if that was done in claymation, that would be fucking freaky. And if the stories were a bit more like not Tim Burton-esque, but like kind of
make him like "Don't hug me, I'm scared." Claymation. Yeah. It's all really sinister.
Nice.
And like the monsters have to trick people and drag them into like they live in the basement of a multiplex car park and they drag people who go and buy tickets into the basement and eat them, and it's all just really dark, really sad. A couple of times they just jump a drunk homeless guy who has fallen asleep in the stairwell of the car park and they just eat his face. like Real Monsters, you know.
Nice.
Like,
I like it.
Yeah,
what about Gargoyles?
Yeah,
wait, what was Gargoyles?
Do you remember Gargoyles?
I don't know if I do.
Holy shit, that was like the best show ever.
That was really cool. Yeah, it was a bit like the Pharaohs one as well, wasn't it?
Mummies Alive.
Yeah. Mummies Alive and Gargoyles had very similar styles. Gargoyles was like, they came to life and they were like different classes of gargoyles. So you had like the big guy who's like, I'm super jacked.
He was
and then
cool.
You had like the, I'm clever, but I'm small. You know, I don't know. It was one of those things that I think initially introduced me to like the idea of like games, like class systems in games, right? You had like the tank, you had the little one. You had like the magic user. Same with Mummies Alive. And then they all had their own vehicles, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah, had vehicles.
They had different cars. And they were like styled in a way that like old pharaohs, like
tombs
were styled.
What was weird is they didn't understand what a TV was.
Yeah,
but they had these crazy vehicles. It didn't make much sense. But we could adapt it, obviously, and figure out these plot holes as an adult series.
Yeah.
Courage the Cowardly Dog. Do you remember? Do you ever watch any of that?
I didn't watch
that. I recognize the name.
I reckon that could be a good horror show.
Yeah. I think Ren and Stimpy could be a fucking crazy horror show. If that was done in like a, again, CGI, high quality animation.
Acid trip.
That would be fucking freaky. So in itself, it was dark. Like the themes. It was maybe the animation style, the detailed images of like boils and
the pain,
plucking out
the
his
suffering.
Fucking nerves out of his teeth and stuff.
Yeah.
That wasn't a kid's show.
Ugh.
It really was.
That was already an adult.
I watched it as a child. Yeah. But
it used to gross me out. Yeah, because they used to focus on like suffering.
He's like, look at my butt. And show his like fucking shiny butt or whatever, and then like zoom in on a boil or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fucking hell.
I like the ones that were similar to that, but not that hardcore. Like you had like the devil character.
Yeah. Oh, that was that
and
was
the cow.
Is that like a Dexter's? Oh, Cow and Chicken.
Cow and Chicken
was a bit like that. Yeah.
And
you also had
the cat dog.
Cat dog was the same style. Those two beavers that lived. Whatever they were called. Remember the beaver thing?
Yeah, I remember the beavers.
I quite like that one.
I didn't watch that one as much.
Angry Beavers.
I think Genndy Tartakovsky stuff.
Yeah.
Like Dexter's Lab.
Right. Yeah.
Powerpuff Girls.
They're really good.
Those could be good as a modern.
Did they not do a Powerpuff Girls in real life? Did they? I know they did. Well, they did Scooby Doo, and they did like, which I don't know if that is like TVMA or whatever. I guess it was a little bit darker than the cartoons. Was it?
Yeah, cartoons were pretty. I mean, they had adult themes in them, but they were like hidden adult themes. Like most cartoons have like little nods to adults that are watching over their kids, kind of thing.
But some of them are just like not even set up for kids, though. You know, like Ren and Stimpy never really felt like it
was
targeted
for
kids.
Sure.
It's kind of amazing. It was,
maybe it was just us seeing what was probably more of an adult cartoon at the time. Like, I think you'd struggle to grasp a lot of the Rick and Morty like dialogue if you're a kid.
Sure.
Not that it's super complicated. It's just that they don't really talk or do anything.
There's a lot of existential things which you wouldn't really give a shit about as a kid, probably, right?
Yeah.
Well, you can tell because like Pickle Rick was the most popular thing.
Yeah.
And that's
probably
the thing that resonated with kids the most.
He turned himself into a pickle.
Yeah, that's simple concept.
Say kids, but there's also pretty plenty of people in their 20s and 30s that were like, this is the funniest thing they've ever done.
And got the Pickle Rick Funko Pop.
Yeah.
Probably.
We were talking about Captain Scarlet the other day. That could be sinister.
That could be good.
It kind of was, wasn't it?
Marionette. And obviously when they did like Team America, I guess that's a play on that, right?
Yeah.
Of the idea of like these
you can see
puppets
how
or whatever, but they're just, swearing and vomiting everywhere.
That could be quite funny, actually.
And it was really fucking good. Matt Damon.
Yeah, basically in that style, just an adult version of Captain Scarlet.
Well, also the Mysteroms in Captain Scarlet like possessed people.
They were pretty sinister.
Like all it would take was some fucking lights to like brush over you, and all of a sudden you're Captain Black. You know, of the Mysteroms, we
that
know
was pretty
you
dark.
Can hear us.
Kind of
yeah, and like the ambience they created, and like a lot of the soundtrack was very like
haunting.
Was it made in the '60s or seventies?
I want to say sixties.
Yeah, it definitely has that vibe, doesn't it?
Maybe it doesn't.
I think it was off the back of like Thunderbird success. So they made Captain Scarlet.
Yeah,
same era.
I'm trying to think of like
it was British as well.
What if Wallace and Gromit was a fucking
1967
like, brutal like murder fest? Wallace and Gromit. I don't know which one, but Wallace and Gromit could be. It could be like that. Obviously, it would ruin their brand.
I mean,
but
the which one's the one with the little penguin?
Oh, yeah, that was quite...
That had some dark themes in it.
It was creepy.
It had
he was following him around. It's just like this dude who's just moved into their house.
And he had the robot dog, which was always scary.
Yeah, the robot dog with the gnashes. Yeah.
I feel like that's just one step away
but
from
that also, I guess, it's one of those things which is like a family film, so you are accommodating to various levels of people's entertainment in that sense. Because, like you say, it's like Shrek or whatever. Like, there are jokes in there that are for adults. But it wasn't dark. It wasn't TVMA, I don't think.
I think that, yeah.
So something that would be brutal, brutally violent, like, I guess I did with X-Men. Was it a bit more?
Paw Patrol? How would you make Paw Patrol? It was dogfighting, isn't it? It would be dogfighting.
Dog
it's just dogfighting. That's easy, isn't it? Easy, that. Just make it dogfights.
Are there many films about dogfights or TV shows?
Not enough.
Not enough.
I haven't found any. And I've been looking pretty hard.
Looking for dogfights.
Not that's going to hit like mainstream success.
Whoa, shit. This is a lot. This is intense. Problem is, there's not a lot of artistry to dogfighting. It's just like really quick violence, you know?
Yeah.
It's not as exciting.
Could you do anything with Zap as a concept? Like you just got a comic.
Well, I guess it's dystopian. They're all surviving. So the window, the Zap, you are instead of a page on a magazine, it's prison cells. and each time they're told they have to come out, try and please like this like overlord,
it's like a jester,
who then gives them a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Oh no, they got
and then they get zapped. They get electrocuted. If
Neil Buchanan's got zapped again.
Yeah.
Literal zapping.
Yeah.
And that weird, creepy
electric
woman
chair for him. Mm-hmm. I feel like our adult takes on everything is just like hyper-violence or like dystopic futures of things.
Yeah, or
like Black Mirror-esque stuff.
More complex.
Maybe we don't know how to be adults.
Yeah, that's definitely going to factor into it. Yeah.
But what show would you enjoy as an that could be transformed? Is there something that you really resonated with you as a kid where you were like, fuck, I could watch that?
I did like I did like Pokemon quite a lot, but I think any adult version
TV
of that
show
would be crap.
It was all right.
I don't know.
I think the concept of a world of like unusual creatures that you can then like ally with and like train and do stuff with is just a very fun idea, isn't it? Like any world, regardless of whether it's Pokemon. Say there was a world full of little mini robots and you could like choose your robot and get better at it and then go and make money by you and your robot fighting together. I think that's what it is that makes it so appealing.
And collecting.
Yeah.
Merchandising. That's
and leveling up. It's like progress, teamwork. It's like all the things that
getting
like
all the gym badges which
tickle
look cool.
Human pickles.
Yeah. Don't know how you'd adultify that though. I think it's better as a children's
give
show.
Give them lethal weapons.
Didn't
Pokemon is lethal. Like
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles kind of went a bit dark when it went like kind of real.
That's true.
Rather than the cartoon, they were just There was something about that which was creepy. Was it like Jim Henson's?
As well.
Was it Jim Henson?
Oh yeah,
I don't know. It's just with the mouths and the kind of like animatronics. That's fucking just weird in itself. Yeah. I don't know if it's like I don't think it was that bad.
Apparently, they were insanely complicated as well. Like the animatronics
looked fucking
setup.
Weird, yeah.
Well, I mean, like, even like, when they made that Mario film that was, like, really dark and green, it was when they were all trying to make films look like the original Batman films. Right?
Yeah.
Everything was steam vents and wet, greasy New York alleyways. Like, they were just like, hey, let's just take every child's brand and make it dark and real and gritty.
That was a weird film, wasn't it? The Mario one.
Yeah.
I don't remember bits of it.
I don't remember much of it at all.
It was like a big slime ball thing, which I hated.
Yep.
I can't
remember.
And
then bits of the slime could then grow on things, right? Yeah. And that was like, it was almost like a fungus that was growing and it was like their way of...
I hated that.
It was gross. And everything, again, because it was shot in New York at the time, was wet and dark and greasy and there were steam vents.
Newspapers everywhere.
Newspapers everywhere. Steam everywhere, which just made no sense because we don't have steam heating systems in the UK. So we were just like, why? Where's all this steam coming from?
Why is it coming out of the sewers?
Yeah. We're like, what the fuck is going on here?
I think we thoroughly...
Well...
We went hardcore on that hypothetical.
We chatted.
I think so.
Yeah.
We did chat. Well, we've got to stop now, anyway. So.
Well, I may have to soon. Do you want me to cover the last one here that you really wanted to...
Not that one.
What's
this
the
one that's
one?
Even off that.
Oh.
What was the is one you really excited
the top
about?
Two
lay it on us.
All right.
All right, throw us that one.
I'm just going to mention it, and then that's it.
Okay.
Okay? Your favorite pet is turned into a lobster of the exact same size and no longer needs food anymore. But you have to deal with the fact that it's a lobster and it loves you just as much as it did. What do you do?
So not at all for my pets because they're reptiles. Yep. Okay.
But it's a lobster.
I probably eat them.
How can you even register what a lobster wants?
It becomes a lobster.
That's fucked.
That's a big lobster. But it still like has the same behaviors as the dog.
How? How does it have the same
behaviors? What do you mean how? These are hypothetical. We don't know how, but it's happened.
What, is it wagging its tail?
All the mannerism. Yeah, it wankles its lobster
it's
tail.
It's a fucking lobster on the floor. I'd freak the fuck out. If I don't crush its head first.
It's your dog, though, that's
When is that happening? Is it happening in front of me? Like, whoa, Murphy, what the fuck?
No, you wake up one day and Murphy is a lobster.
Fuck that, because he sleeps on my bed. Collar. That would fucking scare the shit out of me if a lobster was in my
like,
fucking bed.
He's excited to see you and can't wait for
it. Scare the shit out of me.
Can't wait
lobster's
for the
lobster. Lobster's terrifying. Creeping at me with and it's probably one of those like greenish horrible ones. It's not gonna be a nice little like perfect red lobster.
It's got his little spiny legs that you feel creeping over.
It's like that would fucking freak me out to the point where I would be like, I would be upset and I would mourn my dog is dead at that point.
Well then Murphy would be like,
I wouldn't eat it.
Lobster Murphy would be like, well, why are you treating me differently?
I would probably try and keep it.
Yeah.
But like, I've got to think of a fucking, I'd look after him, but it's just, it would be fucking freaky waking up without my bed.
Things are going to have to change around here.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's no access point. What's it going to jump off the bed? Yeah. It's like, well, you know, you're just kind of fucked. Like,
there are very few creatures I'd like less in my bed than a crustacean. They are like, they're like mega armored super insects. Like they are.
You just feel it like kind of, you see on your face. Yeah. Little,
weirdly, that hypothetical wasn't voted on as much. I don't know why.
No, it's disgusting that it's specifically a lobster as well.
Yeah.
That is pretty rough.
The size
but like,
of your dog.
I would, I'd try and, you know, I'd be like, well, this is my life now. I've got
what if you like put it in a little...
I think it'd be easier to look after. You'd have to walk a lobster,
the dog. You could take it out for swims
in
a river.
Well, the benefit is you don't have to feed it.
You take it out for swims in a river.
Yeah.
You're losing that fucking thing.
He's having a look.
Well, you put a strand of... it's gone.
Fuck, he's gone. It's got like 40 metres of dog lead.
I tethered this fucking thing and it's just... It's come loose because I just tossed it into a river like bait.
I'd be disappointed because like ultimately right now I've got a leopard gecko that's fun to look at, very easy to care for. You know, occasionally give him a little squish.
Yeah.
And then I've got Huey, who's my chameleon, who's really fun to look at. He doesn't like being touched that much. But, you know, obviously he's beautiful and crazy and he walks around. I just look into those tanks and there's just two lobsters on the floor now. Like
the same size.
Yeah, it's
like, just little they're the same lobsters. Size as us. So they're tiny. They're like the same size as a mobile phone.
Don't need to be in this terrarium, do they?
And I'm just like,
what happened to my fucking...
What happened to my interesting lizards? Now they're just two small, like, crayfish in these tanks. Yeah, they're gross.
There would be my disappointment would be
so not positive.
It wouldn't be a positive experience. No, I wouldn't be like, oh, finally I got the lobster I always wanted. My dog is dead. Essentially, that would it would be no more dog. I'd try and figure out how to go back.
But a lobster that big would make the news.
It would.
As big as Murphy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
In your bed.
Yeah.
That is horrifying.
That's
I was picturing
choice.
a regular sized lobster.
Did a
no,
chick?
No, I said.
Did a chick
but it's the same size as Murphy. That would fucking...
There's
no tank you could put that in.
No.
There's no tank you could put that in. You'd have to toss it into the ocean.
This
and be
is
like,
a special lobster where it doesn't
need
feeding.
Do they live outside of water well?
No, this one will.
How?
And you don't have to feed it.
You can't just add these parameters.
This was all in the initial brief that I gave you.
So it can still live.
It's the same size. You don't have to feed it. It's...
Don't have to feed it. What does it eat? What does it eat? Just like plankton,
lobsters, they're scavengers.
It's a magical
bacon?
Lobster.
Yeah. It's bacon,
fish, bits of bacon. Yeah, they just eat.
I'll give it raw bacon.
Yeah,
because that's what
they
you
love.
Give.
They
that's
love
you get crabs
that.
When you go
yeah,
crab fishing.
Yeah,
they fucking
yeah.
You'll get one straight away with that.
Boom.
Yeah,
like, yeah, got one.
So it's not a big diet
nice,
change.
Next one.
So
got another one.
Easy.
Also, take like if you somebody said they've got horses, so if you had a horse-sized lobster. That is quite an impressive thing. That's like, you know, almost
that
dangerous.
That is circus-level showmanship. Yeah, yeah. Like, now come see
up.
The giant horse-sized
imagine
lobster.
Imagine riding one of those into battle.
That'd be nuts.
Is there a trust level that it's not going to fucking pincer your head off?
Well, as much as you can trust a horse not to throw you, I suppose.
It's the same
personality exactly, but
as the horse.
What kind of elastic band can you put on that?
It's like a bridge,
get a cling
like
film
a bridge cable. Because that should do it. These things are... Fucking scary, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Knocking on the carapace.
Yeah. Okay, mate. Which is like...
But even just seeing his little fucking opening mouth.
There's a really gross
horse-sized
bit in a Stephen King book, The Dark Tower, where the character is on a beach and he's like... I think he wakes up randomly because these giant lobster things, these creatures are coming out of the beach and they just like start like clamping his leg and like just the idea of a crustacean pulling a human apart to eat is just so gross.
That giant crab in there's an animation on Netflix which is like an anthology of animation.
There was one
which was on a ship, which is like recent one.
Love, Death and Robots.
There's a crab in it which I'm picturing that fucking thing because that's huge. It was the size of the width of a giant ship, right?
It's oh my god,
so good.
And it's a really good episode. It's really fucking gory and like kind of, it's disgusting.
The style's amazing.
But that's kind of what I'm picturing when I'm picturing a large
it wouldn't
size.
Be too dissimilar to that.
And it's just like, what kind of command? You can't fucking train that thing.
It's already trained. It's trained
He's
as much
trained
as Murphy,
as much Murphy is. Okay, I guess that would be kind of endearing. Maybe it'd be a cartoon moment, but it wouldn't look like that. It wouldn't be a fucking Pixar moment of, oh, it's cute. Look at his eyes. He'd be like, no, it's
monsters.
It's covered in barnacles and weird shit, and it's just looking at me with dead, round, beady little eyes.
They're both absolutely fascinating. And I can't read this thing. Yeah, that's the thing. They're both absolutely fascinating and completely
what
alien.
What do you want?
They're so alien. And so you're just looking at them and you're like, you can't take it all in. You can't use your human skills of like what's going on here. I think that's why like dogs and certain animals people like more, because you can read more, right? You can understand.
Well, there's an emotive. They've got eyebrows.
And those apes, I know, want to eat me and beat me to death. And so that's why I'm like,
wouldn't it really suck to like finish this off?
Yeah.
If the first alien race we discover is like a lobster.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that crazy that they would come out of the sea.
No, it's not at all.
Well, it sucks, though. It's like you're expecting like a humanoid with like blue skin.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just the Avatar. Yeah. Like, I was hoping it would be Avatar so we can link up and fuck them all.
Weird.
And nothing's weird. It's all good.
But nope. Fucking lobster
giant
people.
Crustacean.
No, totally. I actually was thinking about this the other day. I'm like, people, we think about like aliens and stuff, and like, yeah, there's loads of different types of aliens. You know how there's like all the categorizations that the real tinfoil hat lot use. But like, absolutely. Say there is the one other sentient species in our galaxy, right? Obviously there are like, there's huge empty areas of space between galaxies, all this sort of stuff. We find
is
that
it empty,
one
then?
Lucky, it might be, well, yeah, who knows? You find that one lucky meeting, that chance of meeting that you manage to find another sentient species and they're just gas, you know, or they're just like...
Sorry, breathe you in, mate.
Yeah, or they just have a completely alien approach to geometry. So like...
They're a fungal hive network.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they're sentient and they can do stuff, but we can't really interact
with them.
They're
completely stationary.
Yeah.
They inhabit the entire planet.
They're a fungal growth. Yeah. And like, that's it. But we know they're sentient.
You can plug in some like electrodes into them and hear the ringing.
Yeah, exactly. It'd just be like,
What does a crab's brain look like?
I haven't looked at the anatomy of a crab.
I'm just trying to think of like... What if it was just a giant brain in a crustacean case and it's just like comes out?
Oh.
You can open it up, but it's just a big old brain.
Nightmarish, but like, what? Good idea.
I've never, like, obviously I've eaten crab.
Yeah. I think they do just have a centralized brain, a bit like any
crab brain.
Octopus don't, do they?
No, that's the thing. There are certain species of animal that have decentralized nervous systems and stuff like that.
Images for crab brain.
See, that's just disgusting.
These are just chopped up bits of crab.
They are so alien.
It's this tiny little kind of area. It's kind of just, it's pretty rough.
There is a, you know, working theory that things like octopus and crabs and stuff just came from a different meteor and landed on Earth.
Oh, yeah, this, yeah.
And like the
ancients, because they think that we
the basic building blocks originally. Of life just...
Came from somewhere else.
And they happened in isolation and evolved in isolation.
Melted together.
Completely different.
I guess like DNA and genome testing shows us that we're 95% similar to like most living things on the planet,
They
right?
just have but nervous like, systems, okay.
Yeah, there's divergent points. We're all just a big mixing of life.
Weird shit.
We're just different cocktails of life.
And on that note, we do have to wrap up.
We do, yes. That's all the time we have today.
We could do a whole crustacean podcast.
After that brain comment, I'm starting to think, well, maybe I don't know enough about it. Maybe we should embrace
deep sea
our new
diving.
Lobster pets.
Come on, Snippy.
I certainly don't. I don't
Stop
think I'm
cutting the line.
Even though we've had lobster before, I'm now starting to think that it's fucked that you just. Chuck them in a boiling pot of water.
Yeah, that's pretty horrible.
They make a little hissing noise as they just die.
I don't really eat.
Get boiled in their own shell suit.
You look
they are fucking.
Anything,
they taste fucking good. Like shit. Expensive though.
Yeah, delicious.
Anyway,
on that note, thank you so much to our patrons for helping choose the questions for today and supporting us. Maybe turn up to the next board members. Unlisted stream. It will be posted on Patreon as well, and then you can influence how Hat Chat is structured.
Sure, yeah.
If we're going to do that,
we'll get some ideas.
Get some ideas from you, and if you want to send in a fingal, much like Andreas did, hatchat@hat-films.com. Please send them in. We love to hear them and put them at the start and end of our podcast. Mm-hmm. And until next week, that's it from us.
Indeed.
Have a great week, and goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.